I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping today's news, the hurricane devastation across the Gulf states is still being reckoned with as thousands are feared dead, a million could become homeless. Paul Montague of the Baptist World Alliance says relief teams are working to meet the needs there.
I think that this tragedy does give Christians in North America a tremendous opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ with people in very tangible and very practical ways by providing clean water, by providing food, by providing shelter. That's what I think Christ would want us to do.
Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, Bethany Christian Services is warning that adoptions from Russia will continue to become more and more challenging for the adoptive parents. Many regions are now asking for recommendation letters from a mental health professional. The Duma also has new proposals for a bilateral agreement with the adopting countries and for a ban on independent adoptions. In the meantime, Bethany continues to be the hands and feet of Christ to the children, but pray that this avenue of ministry stays open. And an InterServe partner says the concept of community health evangelism is efficient for ministry in countries close to the traditional missionary, places like Central Asia. Susan, as we're calling her, teaches community health workers there. Believers are effective in that role so long as the people can see a level of commitment.
The unique contribution that Christians can give, people who really love Jesus and are committed to following him, is being there and being willing to stay and being willing to share their lives with people. I guess that would be the biggest challenge, is people willing to come and to stay, not come in for a short period of time and leave quickly.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries who were killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.